us.
And behold, Christ our Lord appears to us, though as if defeated, but not in defeat, but in love, poured out his life for us. What looks like failure now becomes the victory of mercy over sin, and it becomes forgiveness over hatred as well. In the Passion, according to the Gospel of John, Jesus is not a helpless victim in his suffering, but he freely gives himself and says, "It is finished." This means that his mission is fulfilled and that our salvation has been won. The cross and its weight reveals two things: the seriousness of sin, and further goes on to tell how great the depth of God's love for sinful humanity looks like. It tells us that no suffering, no betrayal, and no darkness in our lives is beyond the reach of the love of God. On this Good Friday, we are invited not just to look at the cross, but to bring our own crosses to the moment. Let us bring the crosses of our pain to Christ. Let us bring the crosses of our fears to Christ and our sins, and allow him to transform them into his salvific instruments. Soon we shall venerate the cross, and let us venerate the cross today not as a symbol of death, but as the tree of life, and that tree on a faraway hill where the love of Christ conquers all.